The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Well, welcome back as we head into hour two of our daily three-hour tour. It is a delight to bring back one of the great movers and shakers in Phoenix, in Arizona, working on a lot of great policy and important policy issues in our state, at the legislature, at the ballot box. Not always making the headlines, but deserving to, and that's Scott Musi. He is the executive director and president of the Arizona Free Enterprise Club, azfree.org. They say their approach is simple. They take a principled, aggressive stand in support of our issues and policies. And unlike other organizations, the Free Enterprise Club is not afraid to stand up to powerful politicians and special interest groups that want to maintain the status quo. Scott, welcome back. How are you, sir?
Doing well, Seth. Thanks for having me.
You betcha. You betcha. You want to say another word or two about the Free Enterprise Club before we get into some specifics of what you've been up to?
No, Seth. I think I appreciate the kind words. We're doing, I'd say pretty focused heading into the, a big election year. A lot of different big issues that are going to be showing up, as you mentioned before, on the ballot, and still a lot of major issues like the budget and other things that are currently still being discussed at the Capitol that are going to be priority issues for our organization as we move through the next few months.
That's one of the things I love about you guys is whatever the sexy headlines are of the day, you guys are steady on the important stuff that is not going to disappear in a month or 2 months, but is going to, obtain for the rest of the session or even for many, many years. And you mentioned one of them. Why don't you say a few words about the budget issue?
It's been in and out of the news, been talked about the last several months. But the reality right now is that Arizona is facing a budget deficit. Last week, updated revised numbers came out from the Joint Legislative Budget Committee, indicating that over the next 3 years, we have approximately about a $1.8 billion budget deficit. That's cumulative over 3 years. So it means that this year we have around a $600 million budget deficit. So if it's not dealt with this year, it just rolls over, and that's kind of the cumulative effect. And so bottom line is that we have a little bit of a deficit to deal with. It equates to about 5% of our overall budget. And right now the Senate and House leadership are in negotiations with Governor Hobbs on addressing this current deficit and what solutions are going to be offered up. And from our organization's perspective, we want to make sure that whatever steps are taken, that we follow a couple simple principles. That one, we're not looking at doing any sort of budget gimmicks or anything that kicks the can down the road. Secondly, we want to make sure that we currently do have a rainy day fund that is a account that we have for emergencies that has over $1 billion in it. And we don't believe that what's currently being dealt with this budget deficit is one that should involve using the rainy day fund. And then lastly, based on the current budget situation, we believe that this is a clear problem of overspending. The state has increased spending over the last 5 years by 50%. We've gone from a annual budget of around $10 billion in 2019 to now an annual budget of over $15 billion.
Boy, that moved fast. That moved fast. I think when I moved back here, Scott, I think our budget was seven-something billion. I think. It certainly wasn't beyond eight. Boy, that moved fast. That doubled in the time I've moved back. In 10 years, that doubled.
Yeah, it's exploded. And that's the thing, is revenues have increased. We've had a revenues increase over the last 5 years, annual revenues into the state of about 45%.
Yeah.
The problem is that spending increased by 50%.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so it's clearly a spending problem. It's not a revenue issue. So that means that this should largely be addressed through right-sizing spending and bringing spending in line with where revenue's been at, and that we should not be looking to taxpayers to fill this budget gap.
Good. Thank you. Scott Musi is our guest from the Arizona Free Enterprise Club. If you're on hold on other issues, stay with me. I'll get to you shortly. Don't go away. Scott, the other thing you and I have agreed, I think we agree on most things, but another big issue that's in front of us right now that I think we both agree on as well is something I've referred to as a solution in search of a problem, and that's this issue of ranked choice voting and jungle primaries. Can you say something about that, those issues?
Yeah, what's going on right now, Seth, there's an effort to put a measure on the November ballot. It's being funded by an array of various special interests that are currently collecting signatures. They're paying hundreds and hundreds of paid circulators to go gather these signatures to ask voters to amend our Constitution to implement this system, as you described, as you called it, ranked choice voting, and also jungle primaries here in Arizona. These are election schemes that are currently used in California, and that's how they select their candidates through the election process. They basically scrap a primary system and then go to this new system that basically lumps all the candidates together. You vote for either you do a ranking of the vote of the candidates that you want to pick, or you vote for a couple of top two, and it results in this system that sets up the system that in many cases what happens in California is there's no real choice, where there's only Democrats that make it to the general election, only Republicans that make it to the general election. And then you mix in this idea of doing ranked choice voting, then you're using this weird algorithm as people, rather than picking the candidate they want to vote for, you rank them. And what ends up happening is that oftentimes the candidate that actually gets the most votes doesn't win. So it's this confusing.
You can't explain
system.
It. No, you can't do a Schoolhouse Rock video on this stuff. I mean, you really can't. We used to have, or thank God we still have, sometimes systems that make sense. California doesn't anymore. I think there's some other places. Louisiana doesn't anymore. A lot of these things, it's just an odd thing. And it's not as if we've got what we have down pat quite yet either, Scott. It's not as if everything is screwed down tight here with the system that we've grown to love and used to, right?
Yeah, and one of the things now when people talk about the current system that we have now that frustrates them is that it takes so long to determine who the winner is. Right now in Arizona, because of early voting and other issues that we believe do need to have some reforms implemented, it now takes several weeks to determine who ends up winning elections. Well, you do ranked choice voting and this jungle primary system, it's not going to take weeks. It'll take months because it takes so long to go through and do the algorithms and do the counting that they need to do that we won't know if there's a November election probably until by Christmas who actually wins. And so it's just... It just adds another layer of dysfunction. It's going to lengthen the ballot to do ranked choice voting and jungle primaries. Likely, everybody's going to have to be sent two ballots because you can't fit it all on one. And the list goes on and on. It's just a really complicated system. It's kind of ironic because proponents are saying that the reason that we need to do this is that it'll help reduce partisanship and extremism in our election system.
No.
And their solution is to bring in how they do things in California,
right?
Because apparently California isn't extreme.
They've reduced partisanship there, all right, haven't they? Yeah, they have reduced it. They just got rid of Republicans, and now there are ballot. There are elections with no Republicans on them as a result of this.
We can debate, and I think it's helpful.
Senator Dianne Feinstein's last election, she ran against no Republican. She ran against another Democrat in the general election. I'll never forget it. I'll just never forget it.
Yeah, and that's not conducive to a healthy political process.
No. It's an effort to eliminate debate, which is an effort to have a one-party state, which is all wrapped up in an effort that only advanced experts can understand. And you know what? It's just an elitism that further complicates what we used to think was fairly simple. That has its complications that we're trying to work out with that
adding a whole new raft of more complications that people can't figure out. It's just a bad idea. People are getting well paid for it. When this stuff is all over, Scott, you and I keep threatening. We got to work on an effort here, you and I, to get rid of voter protection and this sitting duck situation we in Arizona are in, where out-of-state interests can come and fund an initiative and just change our lives for the worse. We got to work on that somehow.
Yes, that one of the biggest issues we have right now is that wealthy special interests from around the country see Arizona as a petri dish where they can come in and, and buy their way onto the ballot with their a lot of times fringe and radical ideas. And the only reason that we're even debating them is because they have deep pockets.
Yep, that's exactly right. Scott Musi, you're great. Arizona Free Enterprise Club, folks. Scott, thanks for checking in. Always like catching up with you, brother.
Thank you, Seth, for having me.
All right, God bless. We'll be right back.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.